Cornerstone Lock and Key. Oh, sorry.
Hey, it's okay, Nathaniel.
Yeah, I was just getting off the phone with somebody else, and it was one that he didn't want to pay for mobile services. I'm like, okay, she's calling back in. I got to get into this quick. Anyhow.
Okay, so I want to apologize off the bat for missing the meeting with Gina. I got stuck in an emergency situation I was unable to get out of.
I kind of figured something was up. It's all good.
Yeah, I would never have done that on purpose. Honestly, I'm working from home today, and I got stuck in the bathroom. And I completely, I had to apologize to her. I have to apologize to you. I cannot, obviously, if it could have been avoided, it would have been. Okay.
That's fine. She started off the meeting, kind of gave me a ballpark of things. It was all good.
Cool.
And honestly, I'm up for, I'm trying to figure out what I got going right now, honestly. I get so stinking busy. But I want to say that between advertising and the base fee or something, am I paying like $1,000 a month maybe or something? Or
right now you're paying $749, and with everything that's your total. And then your ads, it vary depending on what, like it's like,
oh, that's
like
right.
$166, $153, $160, right around $180 maxing out, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
$170 maxing out on the ads, depending on how many leads you're taking on from the Google guarantee. But yours is like so affordable. You're only paying us the management fee, so it's $6 and some change, pretty regularly on that. So you're looking good there. And then this is $500. So this is $499.
Right.
It's right at $5. And then you're getting the extra $100 in ads monthly. So you're getting $600 worth for this.
Right. But cost would be, if I'm paying in summary $1,000 for the other stuff, we'd be looking at about $14.99 total. So
ish.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Right around there. So this, when we start this, it doesn't bill regularly with the other stuff. It bills kind of like how the Google guarantee bills, on the as needed basis. So we go ahead, we get it going. And then we continue to follow up with you and make sure you want to continue with the ad.
Right. Yeah. And honestly, so my thought process based on what she was mentioning is that I've been thinking about this or that. I've been thinking about I like solutions. So creating more solutions to bring in more advertisements and revenue when and if needed in summary. And honestly, if I got so busy that I need to bring on an employee, okay, well, then we do what we have to do, right?
That'll be it, right?
Right. But I mean, my purpose right now is that I referee sports and I contribute to the community.
What sports do you referee?
Soccer and basketball nowadays.
Okay.
Doing it 18 years.
We're huge football people. And we
love
there you go. Football. We do a ton of football. My husband coaches football. My kid plays football. I mean, if my husband could play football, he would play football,
No, I still play basketball in the mornings, 5 a.m. in the morning, a couple days a week, but at the local high school. But I'm not as fast as I used to be, and I like to joke about it. But in fact, my wife was just, another joke, my wife was just saying that, there's this young guy, that was kind of just sitting on the curb between one of our vehicles parked on the street and one of our neighbors parked on the street. He was just there for a little bit, and then he walked over to the mailboxes down by the stop sign, and he walked back over, was just sitting on the curb again and such, and she started describing, looks like he's in his early 40s. And I'm like, okay, hold on a second. You just told me this young guy, honey, that's middle-aged, honey. And she's like, don't say that.
Oh, that's so funny. That's hilarious. I love that. You know, I work the front gate at a lot of these events that my husband does, or I'll work the snack bar or what, I help a lot. Because, we like to give back to the community, like you're saying. Sometimes they want to charge a lot at the door. Sometimes it's $20 at the door. And to kind of make light of it, I always call people, young lady, young man. It doesn't matter how old they are. I always say, okay, young lady, let me put your wristband on. And this really elderly lady, she's all, thank you so much for recognizing my youth. I was just like, the same thing. I was like, no matter what kind of day you're having, if somebody says it to you in a respectful manner, not in a condescending manner, but says, young lady or young man, you're gonna be like, you know, you're right. I still am young in my heart, you know? So it's good to be positive, you know, but how funny.
Exactly. But yeah, so, so I've been doing that for years and that's kind of why I got into the locksmith thing, but, a lot of the stuff though, so sometimes I miss calls, when I'm out roughing a game, for example, or, you know, and the boot too. I mean, they need refs that are like, you know, the school is like an hour and a half away. I'm like, really? Well, yeah. I mean, like, I end up spending half a day out in some school in the boonies per se.
Right.
Losing out on a lot of money as a locksmith, you know.
But it is what it is.
But so I take that and so there's a balance to things right now. I'm like, I'm not ready to take on an employee, I don't think. But I mean, if the work came in hard enough, it depends on the type of work that came in. If it was a lot of rekeys, simple stuff, some lockouts, so okay, I might look into hiring somebody. But you know, but right now it's just it pulls in just enough to where I feel comfortable and I'm able to invest in the business still. And
But
all that being said, I'd like to try this out, kind of a trial run, you know, so like maybe try it out for like 2 months or so. And then, what she had mentioned is that once seeing how things work, looking into tuning up a little bit, you know, to see, you know, because there can be some adjustments made and then maybe giving it another month. And then after that, see how it works. And if it's doing good and I'm benefiting from it, great. If I can't handle it all, we turn it off for the time being, but we have a machine that's set up ready to, it's another vehicle in the driveway ready to be driven, you know?
Exactly. That's exactly it. And that's, I'm going to tell you, a lot of our clients, they have found the ability to, like you said, like if it warrants bringing on an extra human, cool, I can do that. But so many of them, like the testimonials that we've gotten since we've ran this have been so positive, Nathaniel, an extra 7 or 8 calls a week, you know, an extra, like if you had an extra 7 or 8 calls a week, you could employ somebody part-time to help you out, you know? And then when you go out in the boonies, you're not worried about it because you got a guy. You got a guy. You know what I mean? I got a guy. He's doing it. Or a gal. I mean, I don't know. You know, maybe gals do. Maybe gals do locksmiths too.
I don't know. You know what's funny is there's actually this FedEx driver that they're shifting. He's been interested in it. He's he's the type of guy. How do I put it? You get somebody young, they're going to want to end up learning what you have and then want to make the money and do it themselves and such. So, I mean, honestly, the target person I'd want to get would probably be around 50, somewhere in, you know, their mid-50s type of deal that just wants to, that isn't going to try and take it over per se, you know, because that's the hard part. That's what I see with a lot of these locksmith outfits is that, you know, these large corporation type ones is they end up going off and starting their own thing. And I mean, and I treat people good and I would try to, but sometimes when you got some young guy, he just looks at the dollar sign. I'm like, well, you know how much work, you know how many calls with local slash? No. How much work goes into this, but you know, and oh, there's a couple outfits actually in the area that rip people off. And what kills me is nobody writes a bad review, really. There's been and they pay for the reviews. So guy has like, say, over 100 reviews, but you know, I think he has 2 bad reviews on him now. So, you know, he had 5 stars even with 1 bad review because he had over 100 reviews that were 5. Mm-hmm. But they pay for their stuff. And I'm like, but honestly, to that point, I need to push more on, getting, reviews, whatever. I don't really push it. Probably 75% of the time somebody writes a review, I didn't send them the link. They just did it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Well, we've got lots of best practices to help you with that as well. So what I want to do is I want to verify. So I have your permission to charge the $4.99, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you're going to see that come through. And then the next question is setting the onboarding call. Go ahead and give me a time next week that I can have Kyle call you just to verify keywords to make sure everything is up to snuff for the Yelp and that we have access to it.
What about Monday, I guess?
Sure. Monday's good for you. We could do Monday. Pick a time.
What does 8 a.m. look like for you?
It looks like it's wide open for you, my friend.
Okay, perfect, perfect. That way, because a lot of calls come in on Mondays, granted, but if we have it like 8 a.m. and it's just like half an hour long session, then I think I'll be safe.
It's even less than that. It's like 15 minutes. Okay.
Okay, perfect.
You're going to see it come through your email as Yelp ads onboarding, and then it's going to have your first, last, and middle name, because that's how your account's set up with us. Kyle will call you, and he's going to get you onboarded and completely ready to rock and get those ads coming out to you by February 3rd, okay?
Nice. Perfect. Sounds good. And then I'll try and, I mean, I got some picture somewhere. In fact, I mean, I'm sure we've had correspondence, maybe even have something on file from what I've sent before, but
mm-hmm.
I've got some pictures.
We're going to give you, when you have that call with Kyle, we're going to give you a list of everything that we need from you. We're going to make it concise and obvious. You don't have to guess. And as far as photographs, what we have, what we can work with, and then what we need from you further on. So we like to get the job done correctly, and we'll make sure you have everything that you need for that. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Sounds good.
All right. If you're looking to expand beyond that, I don't know if you've ever tried Facebook ads or not, but that's the only other product that we don't have you down for.
I've thought of it, but the issue is a lot of my stuff is emergency responses.
Uh-huh.
So I just don't think of, I mean, it gets my name out there, granted, don't get me wrong, but I think that, and so maybe at some point, but I just don't see, I mean, so funny enough thing, I was trying to look at some side gigs, whatever, and I looked and got training for Facebook advertising, whatever, you know, where you can try and be an advertiser yourself, you know, per se, using Facebook and ad campaigns and the ins and outs. And this was like probably 5 years ago I did that, you know, or more, actually. I mean, just from what I saw and how it works, I'm just like, how many people are like, I'm locked out of my vehicle. Let me start scrolling on Facebook. You know what I mean?
I understand. I get it for what you're offering, what you're providing. I get it. But we wouldn't target for the emergency things. We would target for the rekeys and the other stuff that you were speaking about, obviously, because you're right.
Right.
But the other thing that it does is it gives you that exposure. So, like, if they look for something or they see something and then you're there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, later on they pull you up on Google and they're like, oh, yeah, I remember. I've seen this guy before. Yeah, let's call him.
Right. Well, creating trust. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Creating trust, whatever local. And again, I lived here all my life and, you know, I mean, I don't know, a job's a job per se. I mean, I'm like, I don't plan on trying to change out of this, whatever, you know. I mean, I keep on spending too much money on vehicle stuff. I take care of enterprise car rentals and, locally in the Bend and Redmond areas and, just did like a 25 Camry. I'm like, geez, Louise, you know what I mean? This crap that they have to make you, the hoops that they have to make you jump through, you know?
Really? Wow.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Nowadays to get some of this stuff done. I mean, I mean, the basic thing is that dealerships are constantly trying to find ways to, make people come to them for the money. And they don't care how long you have to wait in line.
Right?
You know?
No, but. I don't, and I don't like deal. My father-in-law is a master mechanic, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
God rest his soul if he ever, I mean, obviously one day he's going to pass, but that will be a very, very sad day for our vehicles. It's just so, it's so costly. It's ridiculous, the cost.
Well, the right to repair.
Exactly.
The right to repair factor, but here's the thing though, if you can afford it. Well, you need clearance with NASA, and that's a subscription. You need a subscription with said company.
Right.
In summary. And well, do you buy the year subscription for $1,400 or do you want to do a 2-day pass for $70 or $80? I'm like, well, I don't do it enough. So I'm not spending $1,400 for a year.
Right.
Honestly, of course, after the 4 2-day passes I've gotten and the headache that I had one time,
wish
I wish I had.
Right. Uh-huh. I wish you had just did it. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. So there's so much that goes into it, you know, but anyhow.
Yes.
So. Yeah. So, I wouldn't want to pull the trigger on Facebook right now. I do like the idea of trying to expand. I mean, honestly, I need to connect with somebody on the website stuff and maybe adjust some prices, adjust some things. I need to take some notes down and see what I really 100% want to change.
Okay.
And then,
let me schedule that call for you then, Nathaniel. No worries.
Okay.
I can schedule it in the calendar and then you know when you're getting the call and you have, you know, had an opportunity to review what you're going over
right.
and all the things. So mm-hmm. let me see here. Do you want that? I have today at 3:30 or tomorrow is open a lot of the day or we can do next week.
I see. I'm pretty busy tomorrow, but let's do it next week. And,
okay.
Maybe Wednesday at 8, would that work?
Yes, sir.
8:30? Yeah, I can make mm-hmm. that. I think I can make that work. Yeah, that'll be fine.
You'll get a notification again. We'll go ahead and make sure that that's in there. And I'm just going to notate that you want to do like a diagnostic on the account as well as the website and just make sure that, you know, all changes or updates, keywords, everything is up to date.
Okay, there you go. Sounds good.
Okay.
Just, you know, some pricing. I want to change pricing a little bit. I mean, I don't know. It's just, like, for example, I charge $35 for a service fee and such, you know, but, and then Redmond area, for a local service fee, and for Redmond area, that's fine, you know, for the most part, but sometimes people are, they got a Redmond address maybe, but
mm-hmm.
they're 10 miles out. Well, I want it to be like 35 to 45 for the Redmond area, 45 to 55 for the Bend area. You know what I mean? You know,
right.
A little flexibility where I can make the, I don't know. I mean, I don't
yeah,
know if that looks
website,
good. Or,
so how you do that is you say service charge could range from XYZ to XYZ, or you just say service charge may apply. Because for
oh, well, service lady, charge will always apply. It's just a matter of the other range.
Sometimes
yeah. uh-huh.
if it's for the little old lady on the corner who don't have any dollars, you're not going to charge.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I know you're
But here's the thing, though, is that I like to have I want to be transparent.
Yes.
And so many people, are like, wait, I walk up, well, and I've had this probably twice in 4 years'
mm-hmm.
time, whatever, 3 years'
mm-hmm.
time. Well, I saw a lockout 50. I'm like, yep, but popping over costs 35.
Right.
And that's, you know, that you didn't ask, and I didn't say, granted, but I'm like, you
gotcha.
Know, like the guy I just got off the phone with, quoted him 105 for the Bend area, and once he heard that, I'll call you back, I'm going to keep trying. I'm like,
right.
so like to be transparent with people and such. I mean, for one, I want to get paid on site, you know.
Well, there's that, you know, you want to get paid on site. That's extremely important. And your transparency probably gets you a lot further than the guys who aren't, you know, they'll come up with the right solution for you with your website. I've gone ahead and set that and notated the account. Okay.
Perfect. Sounds good. Yeah. I just need to chip away at some of these things to try and get better on track. Like again, yeah, get on Yelp, have a profile set there. I was noticing on like Microsoft Bing, like I got photo. I don't have my pictures on there so much
mm-hmm.
as it's just, I don't have a bunch of pictures, but I don't have my pictures on there. I have, pictures of, somebody else. So, you know, it's just kind of like, yeah, I mean, it's just the, whatever you want to call it, somebody,
The stock photos.
Yeah, stock photos. Yeah, exactly. That's not even a locksmith, probably. Somebody dressed up in an apron that says locksmith on it, you know?
Okay.
No, just saying,
I've got
it
all. I understand what you're saying. No, I've got it all notated here, though, so they can review all that with you and make sure that, because we can use your photos. We can use your own photos. It's perfectly fine. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. I know what was one thing, too, as I had mentioned. I mean, honestly, I got like two work rigs now. I got a large work van and a small work van.
Mm-hmm.
And they both, one of them needs a paint job and the other one looks fine, but you know, still it's like, don't have decals on it yet because I'm still setting it up. And,
mm-hmm.
But like say on my website, there's an orange van there and they're expecting an orange van. They said, well, orange really catches the eye. I'm almost like, well, I get that, but that's just so weird, you know. I'm like, is that the staple for my business that the orange color is my brand. I'm like, no, I'm like, I don't know. And again, not, there isn't a bunch of people that go to the website anyways, but
mm-hmm.
a lot of people are getting it again off of Google. You know, they get on their phone and Google's on the phone and they type it in and locksmith near me and my name hopefully comes near the top, you know?
Yes. Yes, it does. Absolutely. Well.
So.
All right. Well, you let me know if there's anything else that I can help you with. You have my direct extension line in your text messages, and I'm here to serve you, okay?
All right. Well, hey, appreciate the call back, and yeah, all good stuff. So.
All right. I'll talk with you later. Thanks for your time.
Of course.
All right. Bye-bye.